Okay, Emma Frost, Psychic Link. Each player reveals an X-Men. Draw a card. Okay. Alright, so now I have Mental Discipline, Emma Frost. Draw a card. Great. Now I have Wolverine, Animal Instincts. Draw a card. And I've put down her, so I will get +2 attack. Okay. And then I have, for my attack, I have Wolverine, Sudden Ambush. And I drew cards, so I get 4. So he's worth 4, and he's worth 2. And she's worth 3. And then I have Shadowed Thoughts, another 2. And I have 2 Shield Troopers for another 2. So that is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. What you just heard is audio from my family playing Legendary, a Marvel-themed deck building game. What is a deck building game? I'm glad you asked. It's a game where you're trying to earn victory points by beating bad guys and also quite literally building a deck as you go. As you can probably hear from that, I tend to struggle with these types of games, much for the same reason people on the internet seem to argue over a math equation. Order of operations. Math is hard. Yes, there is actually an optimal order in which to pick up and play cards in your deck in these types of games, and that can be really complex and nuanced. Play 6 cards in your hand straight, and you get 1 result. Play them in a specific order, and those 6 cards in your hand can become 12, and you can have tons more resources and points, making much bigger impact on the result of the game. My husband, math nerd that he is, takes these like a fish to water, and can build up some pretty impressive chains. I, on the other hand, have found it a less intuitive process. It's taken a lot more focused practice to understand how I can maximize my impact with the cards I have. Much like my walk with Christ. I don't know if you noticed this, but it seems like nowadays being a Christian is a controversial thing. Seems like every time you turn on the TV, read the news, or just talk to someone on the street, quite often you'll get an incredibly negative picture. And it's all tied to Christians being more associated with taking a hard line on sin, but not actually doing things to truly alleviate suffering. Not my words, theirs. Now, within the Christian community, I hear buzzwords like culture wars and woke ideology, and maybe I'm one of those woke people, but I also know James 2:15 through 17. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? And James 3:9. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse the human beings who have been made in God's likeness. And I wonder if the problem isn't our order of operations. Because if we lead with love, the way Christ led, we wouldn't be just focusing on the sin itself to solve society's problems. We wouldn't just assume that a person, a creation of God, has sinned because they are evil or have bad intentions. We would be focusing on why they felt they had to sin. What sort of system are they trapped in that makes them feel like they don't have another option? And we would try to fix that first. If we manage to do all that, imagine the witness we could have. Imagine the impact we could have, the chain of awesome we could achieve, if we approach things with the correct order of operations. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.